This day we celebrate a feast of several saints, which is not usual, especially not the way these are. But the principal saints for today's Mass are the martyrs Saint Nazarius and Saint Celsus. Now, Saint Nazarius was, according to tradition, baptized by the second pope, Saint Linus. And then he went to the east and he found this boy, maybe 12 or 13 years old, Saint Celsus. And he converted him and baptized him. And then he went west to Germany and France, where they both were to evangelize, and came back further east to the area of Milan in Italy. And there was, both of them were martyred. And this was in the first century. They're very, very early saints. And they were buried, and then their tomb was forgotten, just like St. James and so many others. And so eventually, by a miraculous intervention from God, St. Ambrose, the great bishop of Milan, in the fourth century, found the tomb, and he placed them in a very beautiful and special church where they still rest to this day. So they go back all the way to the times of the apostles. The other two are not related at all, except for their office that they had and the fact that they believe in Christ all the way. The first is Pope Saint Victor the First, who fought heresy, and then the other one, Saint Innocent the First, also fighting heresies, but they're from different centuries, and they were eventually martyred by the emperors who were ruling at that time. And so today we have a lot of blood in this month of the precious blood. As Archbishop Sheen used to say, and he may have said it from this pulpit where he preached from, sin is in the blood. And in order to expiate sin, blood must be shed. And of course, not necessarily our own blood, though that's very possible, and it would be the easiest way to heaven, to become a martyr, but that has to be God's decision, not ours. But sin is in the blood. And so we need to pray to Almighty God through the intercession of Saints Nazarius and Celsus, Saint Victor the First, and Saint Innocent the First, that the suffering that they endured for Christ may come down to us, may be transfused through the gift of baptism and faith to us into our own blood, that we may expiate for our sins and eventually join them in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.